Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Very often, we'll have an under-functioning young adult who is close to us that we want to help. But should we help? And if so, what's the right way to do it? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, How to Mentor an Unhealthy Young Adult, and How Not to. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And let's remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Today, we're answering a question from Karen, and Karen writes, "So here's a weird situation. I am concerned about my underachieving young adult niece. Her parents are absent, unable, unwilling to provide the type of support that she needs at this critical age. Furthermore, she lives far away from her parents, but close to me and some of our other relatives. I would like to help her grow, become more responsible, and in general get her shit together without being an enabler. So far as I can see, there are two extra challenges for me that a parent would not have. A, I'm not her parent, and B, I'm in my late 20s and she considers me to be more of a sister than an aunt. She has dropped out of community college, has terrible eating habits which are making her sick. She smokes too much pot and struggles with managing her money. She has, however, expressed an interest in returning to community college. I'm considering trying to work with her to, number one, develop a budgeting system, number two, begin planning meals, three, provide encouragement, a sense of urgency to get back into college. But I want to do all this in a way that empowers her to do these things for herself, rather than in a way that says someone will always swoop in and save you. Any suggestions for an aunt who wants to help a young adult?" Well, thanks for your question, Karen. Yeah, helping, supporting, and not enabling an under-functioning young adult is tough to do under the best of circumstances. And in addition to you not being her parent or being too close to her age, really, the most significant challenge you have is that she isn't asking for help or asking for anything. It seems she's supporting herself, even though it's at a low level. So we get into trouble when we want something for someone that they may not want for themselves. Or if they do want it, they may not be ready to make the sacrifices necessary to get it. So if you start out by pointing out her self-limiting behaviors, she's pretty likely to become defensive and put you in the category of critical, unsupportive people in her life whom she doesn't need, and then stay away from you. So, Karen, let's frame your question this way. Is there a way that I can be a mentor to my niece, given that she hasn't asked for that? And the answer is, ta-da, maybe. So, here are some ideas to see if you can make that happen. Now, to get anywhere with your niece, you need to start with accepting her for who she is, self-destructive lifestyle and all. Appreciate her good points and her abilities. And when you're around her, you can set an example of healthy behavior, thoughtful, mature communication. You can be a good role model. You can love her. But you'll need to stay away from anything that sounds like criticism or judgment. Encouragement, yes. Criticism and judgment, no. Now, your niece, having expressed an interest in returning to community college, is an opening you can work with. What if you tried this and, for our purposes, let's call your niece Angie? Here goes. Angie, it's terrific that you want to go back to community college. I think that's a great idea. It's really clear that those of us who have a college education have way better career opportunities and a way better overall quality of life. And I want that for you. So anything I can do to support you in that, I'm happy to. Well, then, if she's still thinking in that direction, you can offer, Angie, whenever I have a goal or something I want for myself, I start by using a success enhancement tool. If you like, I'll show you how I use it. Now, if she bites, and make a time to show her, don't do it on the spot. If you do it on the spot, she won't be ready to accept it and utilize it. It'll just go in one ear and out the other. By making a time, it creates a little drama and makes it more important, and her showing up demonstrates and supports her investment in an outcome. That's critical. If she declines, well, there's your answer about being able to help her at least at this time. If she does show up, then help her make a kind of strategic plan, but we'll call it a success enhancement tool. You'll explain it to her this way. I start by asking myself, why do I want this thing or goal? Why is it important to me? And I write down all the reasons why. So let's start with that. And then you can do that exercise with Angie. And once you've done that, then you can go on. Then I list all the things I have going for me that can help me get this. In your case, Angie, for instance, you could list, I'm smart, I'm motivated, I have a college near me, I have the time, it isn't expensive, I've been there and I know what to expect. What are some other things, Angie, that you have going for yourself that I didn't mention? Right? Now, once you go through that, now you can go on to the next step, which is, then I list the things that can interfere with success or that I'll need in order to be successful that I don't have or need to get. Now, here, Karen, is where you need to tread lightly. See if you can get her to identify her self-limiting issues, such as, I get sick a lot, it's hard to stay motivated, I don't have good study habits, I run out of money a lot, and I'm not sure if I can afford to go, etc. And it would be great if she could identify marijuana abuse as an issue. If not, you could bring it up by asking her if she thinks marijuana use helps or hurts her chances of success. Keep things in question format so that the answers are hers, not yours. Stay reassuring and say, hey, this is great. You're being honest with yourself. That's a sure sign that you're growing up and are ready to take steps to enhance your own success. Now let's talk together about how you might address these issues. Karen, the idea is to coax Angie into identifying her own strengths, problems, and solutions. She may need help identifying her strengths, and you can help her with that, and you can carefully help her identify her areas of opportunity. We want her to understand that she can develop a growth mindset. In other words, the belief and attitude that whatever she isn't yet good at, with persistent effort, that will change and she will get good at it. I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but it always bears repeating. Research by Carol Dweck and explained in her landmark book, Mindset, reveals that successful individuals have the belief that if they work at something, they can get smarter and better at it. By approaching your niece and helping her build a plan to get better in certain areas, you are helping her adopt the attitude of a growth mindset. You can even be explicit explaining that to her, that she doesn't need to be ashamed of her needs to improve areas or her areas of opportunity. We don't call them weaknesses. She just needs a plan to address them. Now, all this being said, the bottom line is that you can't want this for your niece more than she wants it for herself. You can be a good role model, good support, and offer help. In other words, be a good mentor. But at the end of the day, she has to step up and accept your mentoring. You need to stay with your own attitude of acceptance and caring for who she is, more than for who or how you want her to be. She'll smell the judgment if it's there and will back off. Karen, however this works out, I think you're fabulous for wanting to mentor your niece. You know, I read Amy Dickinson's advice column this morning where a father was wondering what to do about a marital decision his 25-year-old son was making with a woman he's only known for 3 months, and Amy's advice was to stay out of it. I like reading Amy's column and find her advice usually dead on. This time, I disagree. Dad has the opportunity to be a mentor to his 25-year-old son. Invite him for a long walk, go for a beer together, and talk about his own experiences and observations in life. Let his son know about his concerns. Let Dad compose good questions. But of course, he also needs to let his son know that whomever his son marries, he'll love her, welcome her into the family, and treat her with respect. I'm all for Amy's advice about boundaries, but we need to mentor our young adults when we see problems. We should offer our guidance and our support. So parents, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, helpers of all kinds, to help or mentor another is a wonderful and valuable thing. In so doing, we harness their desire for success and growth and offer them the tools to access it. But let's all ask ourselves, when we're attempting to help, are we bringing our vision of who others are and how they're supposed to be? Or are we carrying an attitude of acceptance and a willingness to help? The difference between the two is the difference between health and dysfunction. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Karen, for your question. Do you know someone struggling with raising a teenager or has a child entering their teen years? If so, why not get them a copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Many parents have told me it was the least expensive and most effective therapy session they've ever had. And please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.